How's the defense responded having such a good performance against Cal coming up this week?
They went back to work. You know, all the guys. We came out and had a really energetic, efficient practice like we wanted, and I was impressed with practice yesterday.
What did you make out of the Braxton and Taylor yesterday where they practiced?
They did a good job. You know, like I said, the practice was efficient. It was energetic, and we got a lot done. They completed some passes. They handed the ball off, and we had some good blocks. We had some bad blocks. We had some really good throws, and not too many bad throws, so it was a good day.
At what point do you want to make a decision on who the starter is for Saturday?
I don't have a point. No. I just want to have a starter.
Could they both?
And we will. We'll have a starter. We'll have a starter by Saturday.
Could they both play, or would you rather just have one guy play?
I don't get caught up in any of all that. It's just who practice well and who I feel like give our team the best chance to win.
Do you think you know now?
Couldn't say that. We still have today's practice, tomorrow's practice, Friday's practice, and we have a late game, so we have all day Saturday.
You might take it up to game time?
Never know. Depends on how those guys progress throughout the week.
How are you distributing snaps amongst those two guys with the ones in practice?
Taylor, get in there. Braxton, get in there. Good job.
So 50-50.
I don't know whether it's 50-50 or 60-40. They guys get in there and get the rep that they need.
Your experience when you're getting ready for a team that's so much pass and not very much run, what is that like, getting your guys ready, getting a plan together to get ready for so much pass but still trying to count for the run if they catch it too far back?
Well, you just got to understand their tendencies and understand the formation and the things they like to do out of it, and do a good job throughout the week as a football team of just understanding those things and executing it. You know what they're going to do. Is just a matter of you doing your job the best of your ability.
Do you anticipate playing both Taylor and Braxton on Saturday, or would you prefer to just play one?
I don't get caught up in all that. I just want a quarterback to run our offense.
Do you expect Royce to play on Saturday, or is he still day-to-day?
He's day-to-day, the rest of them. But with Royce, I expect Royce to play whenever Royce wanted to play. Royce probably could have came back and played on Saturday. He's built differently. But he's getting better.
If you were to come out and just like name a starter right now, how much would that help the other coaching staff? Like, would that give them actually much of a jump start on it?
There's not a lot of film on either guy.
I don't know if that helped them or not. We do what we do offensively. I don't think we're just going to just change our entire offense just because there's a new guy in there. So and I think they understand that as coaches as well, that we're going to do what we do. And there's other guys on the offense that we got to think about as well. So I don't know if that gives them any added advantage or not. You know, we got film on them, and they have film on us. And just got to play football.
A lot of coaches in the conference say that Alex Grinch is one of the up-and-coming defensive coordinators and coaches in this conference. What do you see out of him and his defense?
They're well coached. They're very active. They move around a lot, especially up front. And they're really aggressive, and they make plays. They got one of the better defenses in the country right now. Be a challenge for our guys, but our guys be ready for it.
What has Justin's role become right now that he can't play?
To get healthy, rehab, go to school, rehab. Continue to learn. If you can help out, help out.
Like, for example, on game day, would you like to have him on the field kind of talking with your young quarterbacks on the sideline, or do you want him in that role at all?
I want Justin to do whatever Justin wants to do. You know, I want him to get healthy. I want him to rehab. And I know he'll be a great teammate, and it's whatever Justin wants to do. If he wants to help his teammate out and do it, I'm sure he will. And if he want to sit back and watch and cheer all of his teammates on him. Sure, he'll do that as well. So, Justin's gonna be Justin, which we like Justin being Justin. So, whatever Justin's Justin's for, whatever he wants to do.
What have you seen out of Ryan Bay in tight end?
Bay is, he's gotten better throughout training camp, especially from spring to training camp, and as we started the season. And I think when Breeley went down, he really got excited about his opportunity, and he took advantage of it. I thought he played well for it to be his first game in there. I thought he played well, and he's been having some really good practices. So, really love his development and where he's coming and his contribution to the football team. And that's great to see, just different guys stepping up to help their teammates.
Defensively, what have you seen out of Lamar Winston fulfilling that duck position role on there?
Pretty much the same thing we talked about with Bay. Lamar is grown, and he's gaining confidence, and he's making plays for us, and he's playing with a mentality that we want to play with on defense, and aggressive. And again, you see a young man that's growing each and every week and becoming a better football player. And I'm excited about his growth and where he's going and what he can do for our football team.
Going into last week, there was a lot of talk about how fast Ross Bowers was going to get rid of the ball, but he still got to him 7 times. Seems like the same deal with Luke Falk. Is it a guy that, even though a lot of timing passes, you feel like you can get to him?
Yeah, I feel like we can get to him. But it don't matter what I feel. Our players feel like they can get to him. You know, we have to try to get to him. He's a really good quarterback. Our guys have seen some really good quarterbacks throughout the year, and like I said, they have another great opportunity to go against the NFL, a guy that's going to play on Sunday with some talented receivers and a really good offensive line. And I know our guys are up for the challenge, and we have to get out there. So you got to win some one-on-one battles and do your best to get to him, because he gets rid of the ball, and he's really accurate when he do get rid of the ball. And he has some very talented receivers who can make you pay. So I think it's very important that we get to Mr. Falk.